Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's great to have your company, otherwise I'd be talking to myself. You are there, aren't you? Oh no, what if there's nobody listening? On the other hand, what if there are thousands of us sharing this broadcast moment? Gulp. Well, tonight's programme is in itself a what-if job. It's like a football match, a programme in two halves. The first half kicks off with the thought, what if there is no God? Followed by the second half in which we consider, what if there is God? One of these statements must be right and one wrong, but which is which? It's healthy for both believers and disbelievers to re-examine their beliefs and disbeliefs, is it not? So let's see how open-minded you can be, and let's run it by both ways. So first, what if there is no God? Then God did not create the heavens and the earth. Then God is not watching over us like a good shepherd or loving father. Then God is not in control of the universe, and we're not accountable to him. If there is no God, then there is no life after death with God in heaven. Then believers in God have been deceived all these years, and deceiving others. Then it's back to the drawing board as to why we're alive, who are we, what's the purpose of life, where are we heading, who do we belong to, if anyone? If there is no God, who's keeping the show on the road? What is the point of it all? Where does suffering and evil come from? Where does good, altruism, self-sacrifice and love come from? Where does inspiration, appreciation of art and music, the finer things, come from? If there is no God, where did belief in God come from? Why were martyrs willing to suffer and die? Would the world be any better or worse if there were no believers in God? Would the world be better or worse if there was no God? John Lennon tries to imagine it.
Thank you.
Imagining no religion is not the same as imagining no Jesus Christ. Personally, I'm not a religious person. I say that as a minister. Surprised? I hate all the mumbo-jumbo of religion, and yes, the wars it causes. But I love to follow Jesus, ever since I was 7 years old. And I believe, like all Christians, that as the Bible promises, one day, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is God. But what if I'm wrong? What if Jesus is not God? Here's a piece by John Sharp and John Wilson entitled, Supposing Jesus Had Never Lived. They say, then there would have been no Christian church, no disciples, no New Testament, no Christmas, no Easter, no St. Francis, no Martin Luther, no Martin Luther King, no David Livingstone, no Christian Aid, no Red Cross, no Bible societies, no Salvation Army, no Christian pioneering of schools, hospitals, prison reform, welfare reform, and so on. So what if Jesus is not God? And what if Jesus had never lived? Who would fill his boots? Who rules the world? Who else is God? Is it self? It looks like you're on your own, son. Frank Sinatra certainly thinks so.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself? We'll be right back.
What a wonderful song that is. But what rubbish. The self-made man. There are no self-made men or women. They couldn't have been born without mummy and daddy. They needed teachers and grocers and friends to help them. All kinds of people beyond themselves. They need superhuman, supernatural help too. A group of secondary school children invited me to speak to them one lunchtime on their choice of topic, which was, Did God make us, or did we make God? It's a great title. What if God did not make us, then we must have made up all this God stuff. Is God, after all, just a man-made psychological crutch, as many claim? The opium of the masses, as Karl Marx said. Of course, if the crutch is taken away, we have to stand on our own 2 feet. We can't go on blaming God for all the bad things in the world if he doesn't exist. We could only blame ourselves. Some disbelievers say there is no God, but other disbelievers say that there is a God, but that he's nasty, filling cancer wards and cemeteries. But you can't blame him if he doesn't exist, as Joanne Hogg points out in this song. The point is, God says, if you think I don't matter or don't exist, don't come running to me. Which brings us to our second half. What if there is God? It would explain creation. The opening words of the Bible declare in a non-negotiable way, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It doesn't discuss it, it just announces it. It would explain how we get strength beyond our own strength, wisdom beyond our own knowledge, and peace in the middle of life's storms. It would explain why 2,000 million people profess to believe in him. If there is a God, it gives us a sense of identity and belonging. We are God's creatures or subjects, God's flock, God's disciples, his family, his gang, his church. It gives us a sense of meaning. This life is a school of hard knocks, smoothing our rough edges and preparing us for eternity with him in heaven. It gives us a sense of purpose. We live to please him and serve him. If there is a God, then the comfort is that we're never alone. And the challenge is that we're very much accountable for our words, our actions, and our whole lives. Self is not God. There are many false gods. So who is God? What is God like? How do we know? Christians believe that Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, is God. He reveals what God is like. He is how we know. That is why we're called Christians, Christ ones. Michael Card also believes that God came down to earth and revealed himself to us as Jesus Christ, the gentle healer, and in many other ways too.
The gentle healer came into our town today. He touched blind eyes and their darkness left to stay. But more than the blindness, he took their sins away. The gentle healer came into our town today. The gentle healer came into our town today. He spoke one word that was all he had to say. And the one who had died just rose up straight away. The gentle healer came into our town today. Oh, he seems like just an ordinary man, with dirty feet and rough but gentle hands. But the words he says are hard to understand, and yet he seems like just an ordinary man. The gentle healer, he left our town today. I just looked around and found he'd gone away. Some folks from town have followed him, they say, that the gentle healer is the truth, the life, the way.
So, if there is a God, and if he is Jesus, two big ifs, I agree, then it would mean that God died for you and me. God forgives our sins. God rose again from the dead, and God gives us a fresh start, a new life, eternal life. If Jesus really is God, it means that we have a loving God. We have a down-to-earth God. We have a God who knows what it's like to live a fully human life, to be part of a human family, to go to school, to be a joiner, to have customers complain about his wobbly table leg. We have a God who knows persecution, unemployment, poverty, homelessness, injustice, betrayal by friends, rejection by his own. We have a God who could suffer and bleed and feel God forsaken. We have a God with nail-pierced hands who knows how we feel from the inside, who knows temptation in the wilderness, depression in Gethsemane, anger in the temple, and grief at Lazarus's grave. We've a God who is fully human, but nonetheless divine. so he can raise Lazarus from the dead and anyone else who can rise from the tomb himself. This God-man is such a mystery, a wonderful, paradoxical mystery. So, this programme has been designed to tease your brain cells and imaginations in two opposite directions, only one of which can be true. Like two parallel trains in a station, but facing in opposite directions, it's very important that we get on board the right train. What if there is no God? What if there is God? Both require thinking about and an honest answer, and both have huge consequences for us. Consider this. What do you really, really want? To quote the Spice Girls. Not what do you believe, not what is the right answer, but what do you want to be true? Would you really want there to be no God? Or would you really want there to be God? Would you really, really want there to be loving power and powerful love at the heart of the universe and in your own heart? Here's Don Francisco reminding us that Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I have chosen you." At the end of the day, we are not judge and jury in these matters. God is. Bye for now.
Like a king who hides in shadows, While a thief usurps his throne, you stumble down through all your days without direction. While the soldiers and the servants who should be at your command are all abandoned to surrender and defection. As the kingdom groans beneath the load, your feet go running down the road in panic. You've forgotten all I've told you. If you just call, you'd see me there at the very instant of your prayer. But you've bought a bill of goods, the liar sold you. I have chosen you, there's no need to run away. I have chosen you, why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all, I've been right by your side. Ask me and you will not be denied. Like a slave who wears the collar of a hard and cruel man and is convinced that he deserves the treatment given. Tortured to believing nothing's ever going to change till you've forgotten there was ever more to live in. But as you struggle with your load, the messengers come down the road and the slaver flees in fear as he beholds them. They break your chains and set you free to stand amazed in liberty. And at last they give the word God has told them. I have chosen you and I will not turn you down. I have chosen you, you were born to wear a crown. I'll give you what you need to carry on. All that stands opposed to you is gone. I know the devil's cut you down and made you feel so small. I've seen your desperation with your back against the wall. But I'll still be here beside you, even if you've given in. Until you see my love for you is all you need to win. 'Cause I have chosen you. And I will not turn you down. I have chosen you. You were born to wear a crown. I'll give you what you need to carry on. Till all that stands opposed to you is gone. I have chosen you. There's no need to run away. I have chosen you. Why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all, I've been right by your side. Ask me and you will not be denied. Ask me now, you will not be denied. Ask me now, you will not be denied.